This goes to Dr. Sarvapalli, S-A-R-V-E-P-A-L-L-I, care of Masonic Pathways, fax 989-466-3008, regarding Renata, it's R-E-A, and like November, E-T-A, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, date of birth 9/23/1938. Dear Dr. Sarvapalli, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Taylor with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was March 22nd of this year. Today she's got some interpersonal complaints, certain situations that she's concerned about over at the home. But she states she's feeling well. She denies excessive fluid in her ankles, and she denies cough or shortness of breath, and the nurse confirms that she's doing slightly better. She does have confusion and memory issues. She denies chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Lasix 40 milligram once daily, and she's anticoagulated with Eliquis 2.5 milligram twice a day in addition to her other routine medications. Physical examination, weight is 194 pounds, blood pressure 151 over 82, 151 over 82, pulse 65, respirations 18, oxygen saturation 95% on room air, temperature is 98.0. She has good color. She's in no obvious respiratory distress. She is slightly confused and gets off point when we're trying to do the visit at times. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 26th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 2.4 with estimated GFR of 19. Sodium 142, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 23, calcium 8.4, albumin slightly low 3.4. Her hemoglobin is 10.3 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no pericarditis and no volume overload, diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. The patient will continue to have monthly lab studies done. We will continue all of her routine medications, and she will have a follow-up visit within the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.